Alright, what's good everybody? Welcome to my brand new podcast, Milk to Meat, where we digest the word of God from the basic things to the deep things of God, you know. Just like the Apostle Paul said, he said that we should not just be people who are craving for milk, but, you know, we're going to have to be people who break bones and eat meat. So join me from Milk to Meat. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the very first ever episode on this podcast, Milk to Meat. And today our topic for discussion will be looking at the purpose of man in the earth, the original intent for which God created man. And by the law of first mentioning, you know, this is a rule for biblical interpretation. And it basically says that one should go to the portion of scripture where a word or a doctrine is first mentioning for the first time, and to study the occurrence of it in order to get the fundamental meaning of that word or that doctrine. So the very first word, the very first mention of the word man in the Bible is found in the book of Genesis 1:26, and I read, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." And this is a simple fact that I want to state, that God never changes. His process may change, his ways may change, but, you know, he never changes. So if we understand what he means right here, when he first established something, we can understand that it still means what it is as today. And we as human beings, as we read in the text, the first mention of the man in the Bible, as we look at it, we can understand God's original intent for man in the earth. Not only were we created in the image or likeness of God, but we were to actually act like him as well. You know what I mean? Well, God is a ruler and he rules the universe. So he created us to be rulers in the earth. As a matter of fact, if we fast forward to the end of the Bible and read the very last words John wrote before he started the benediction, we'll see that God never changed his mind about us ruling. It says, and I read, "God's curse will no longer be on the people of that city. He and the Lamb will be seated there on their thrones, and its people will worship God and will see him face to face. God's name will be written on the foreheads of the people. Never again will night appear, and no one who lives there will ever need a light or the sun. The Lord will be their light, and they will rule forever." Amen. This is according to Revelation 22:3-5. See, both the first and the last mention of God in the Bible have to do with ruling. The Hebrew word, you know, the Hebrew lexicon for the word used in Genesis, and the very Greek word used in the Bible in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ. It means to rule, to have dominion, and to reign as a king. Now, God is the king of the universe. He is the king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. So this text helps us understand what he originally intended for us, just to be like him and operate as kings in the earth. I know somebody might probably be asking, so what does that mean today for us in this modern day and modern age? Well, it is simple. It means that as citizens of the kingdom of God, you are royal. And a royal is somebody who is destined to be in charge of a sovereign authority to rule. You are royal. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be the best leader, the best worker, best mother, father, wife, husband, sons, and daughters that you can possibly be. His original intent was for you as a man to be in authority. And that intent still stands today. I don't want you to go into today with a low self-esteem. Don't go into today with your heads bowed low. You know, you're a child of God. You're a child of the Most High. You are part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen people. So don't be afraid to seek to be the best today. And also don't be afraid to ask God help in attaining to be the best. It is His desire for you. And this is our word for today. I would like you to join me in a brief prayer. We say, Lord God, You are the King of Kings. You rule and reign in the heavens. You created me to rule and reign in the earth. I receive Your wisdom, strength, and power today to be the best person I can possibly be. I glorify You by doing everything today as a king in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, this is God's word for us today. Apply it and prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.